burned all around me, a heat I could feel on my skin and within my mind. Sometimes being psychic like my mum really sucked. I wrapped my fingers around my keys and hit the automatic opener. As the old metal gate began to grind and screech its way to one side, I couldn't help looking over my shoulder. My gaze met the Reaper's. His face was chiseled, almost classical in its beauty, and yet possessing a hard edge that spoke of a man who'd won more than his fair share of battles. His eyes were blue, one a blue as vivid and as bright as a sapphire, the other almost a navy, and as dark and stormy as a sea. Awareness flashed through those vivid, turbulent depths, an awareness that seemed to echo right through me. It was also an awareness that seemed to be accompanied, at least on his part, by surprise. For several heartbeats, neither of us moved, and then he simply disappeared. One second he was there, and the next he wasn't. I blinked, wondering if it was some sort of trick. Reapers, like the Adea, could become energy and smoke at will, but for me at least, it usually took longer than the blink of an eye to achieve. Of course, I was only half Adea, so maybe that was the problem. The Reaper didn't reappear, and the heat of his presence no longer burned through the air or shivered through my mind. He'd gone, which was totally out of character for a Reaper, as far as I knew. I mean, they were the collectors of souls. It was their duty to hang about until said soul was collected. I'd never known one to up and disappear the moment he'd been spotted. Although given that the ability to actually spot them was a rare one, this probably wasn't an everyday occurrence. Mum, despite her amazing abilities, abilities that had been sharpened during her creation in a madman's cloning lab, certainly couldn't see them. But then she couldn't actually see anything. The sight she did have came via a psychic link which she shared with a creature known as a Fravadin, a guardian spirit that had been gifted to her by a long-dead clone brother. She was also a full Helki werewolf, not a half Adea like me. The Adea were kin to the Reapers, and it was their blood that gave me the ability to see the Reapers. But why did this Reaper disappear like that? Had he realized he'd been following the wrong soul? Or was something weirder going on? Frowning, I walked across to my bike and climbed on. The leather seat wrapped around my butt like a glove, and I couldn't help smiling. The Ducati wasn't new, but she was sharp and clean and comfortable to ride. And even though the hydrogen engine was getting a little old by today's standards, she still put out a whole lot of power. Maybe not as much as the newer engines, but enough to give a mother grey hair. Or so my mum reckoned anyway. As the thought of her ran through my mind again, so did the sudden urge to call her. My frown deepening, I dug my phone out of my pocket and said, "Mum." The voice recognition software clicked into action, and the call went through almost instantly. "Risa," she said, her luminous blue eyes shining with warmth and amusement. "I was just thinking about you." "I figured as much. What's up?" She sighed, and I instantly knew what that meant. My stomach twisted and I closed my eyes, wishing away the words I knew were coming. But it didn't work. It never worked. "I have another client who wants your help." She said it softly, without inflection. She knew how much I hated hospitals. "Mum." "It's a little girl, Riss. Otherwise I wouldn't ask you. Not so soon after the last time." I took a deep breath and blew it out slowly. The last time had been a teenager whose bones had pretty much been pulverized in a car accident. He'd been on life support for weeks, with no sign of brain activity, and the doctors had finally advised his parents to turn off the machine and let him pass over. Naturally enough, his parents had been reluctant, clinging to the belief that he was still there, that there was still hope. Mum couldn't tell them that, but I could. Yet it had meant going into the hospital, immersing myself in the dying and the dead and the heat of the Reapers. I hated it. It always seemed like I was losing a piece of myself. But more than that, I hated facing the grief of the parents when, if I had to tell them that their loved ones were long gone. What happened?